Good morning. Today is 28th of September 2018. We welcome you to IGSL Morning Podcast. The Indian stock market drifted lower, extending previous session's slide, as investors avoided making significant moves after the government hiked import duties on about 19 items, aiming to halt the rupee's slide. The Reserve Bank of India announced some measures to address liquidity concerns, but the mood in the market remained bearish once again, and this resulted in another round of heavy selling in financial stocks. Prospects of another rate hike in the US this year and three more in the coming year weighed on sentiment. Sensex ended down 218 points while Nifty ended down 76 points. Automobile, bank, pharmaceuticals and realty stocks were among the most prominent losers. Media, metal and consumer durables stocks too ended mostly lower. A few stocks from the IT space moved higher. Among shares of housing finance companies, Can Fin Homes, PNB Housing Finance, India Bulls Housing Finance and Dewan Housing Finance Corporation lost 4.5-9%. Priya Finance, LIC Housing Finance, GIC Housing Finance and HDFC also declined sharply. In the banking space, Yes Bank ended more than 9% down. Several other PSU and private sector banks, including Axis Bank, Kotak Mahindra Bank and ICICI Bank, also ended with sharp losses. Market view. Nifty opened around 11,082, and made high 11,088.70 and closed down to 10,977, which indicates bearishness would remain in the market. If Nifty sustain above and closed above 11,176 level, then only we would expect some bullishness and upside would be open till 11,250 to 11,300 range. While support on downside would be 10,966 and 10,886. For further details, refer IGSL Market Insight report on InventureGrowth.com. Download and trade with IGSL mobile app for live trade notifications. Have a profitable day.